numbers for this.
Welcome back to the show, folks. What now? What was that?
It was my Drink Wisconsinly shirt, y'all. He was trying to sell it for $3.
People.
$3.
We were broke, and I decided to do an impromptu.
He cannot sell it for $3.
It didn't go well. It was about 30 to 40 mile an hour winds that day. And it literally took a wardrobe rack. Say that 5 times fast.
God, I love you.
Just flying down the road. Of course, this one here didn't do shit but sit up here in bed eating bonbons. So I she says,
oh my God, I can't.
My God. I do whatever it takes for this family, and you know it.
You did. You know what? I can't even.
I do whatever it takes, people. I am a man of action. That's the name of the next episode. And this segment was brought to you by A Man of Action. Good morning, Milwaukee!
It is actually morning. It's 12 to 3.
Sure is, Katie Twilight.
In the AM.
Welcome to the Midnight to Twilight Show, starring Brian Midnight and his esteemed colleague, Katie Twilight.
Special kind of city love for me.
City love.
Not just any kind of love.
Hardcore sex love. No? No.
I was reading the other day, one of the topics on QR that people asked was, can you still live a fulfilling, happy life without sex?
Really? Sure. My answer is sure. Fulfilling, happy life. Well,
I remember fulfilling being there. I don't know if happy was.
It's a very interesting question. I believe that yes, if forced to, I'd find a way to do that. And plus, I think we all at some point in our lives are forced to. So my answer is yes. Everybody here who's hating. My answer is yes, if you're forced to. And I think ultimately, as I told the audience, that everybody is forced to at some point.
I would argue that some people are not even, you know, quote unquote forced to, you know, because if you don't know, you know,
asexual type people, possibly.
Well, yeah, and not even asexual people. I can argue personally, you know, that I wouldn't say that I've ever been asexual, but I think that if you don't know what you're missing, you don't. Basically, you know, it's that old adage, like, you just don't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't care, you don't think about it, you know.
Okay.
I take it by your tone, you don't.
Well, no, you said that you can relate to that in your own life?
Well, so I would never say that I was asexual, which means to me, when you're asexual, you don't have you don't have a sort of, you know, obviously sexual prowess. Sure. Don't you?
Yeah, that as well as you, there's no certain sex that you identify as possibly or as well as attracted to.
Okay, right.
Or you just don't have sex is another one. But I think the real definition is an organism that doesn't have to have a partner to reproduce.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Let's see here.
But we kind of just throw that term.
Not involving sexual activity, feelings, or associations, non-sexual.
So you feel that you are that?
A person who has no sexual feelings or desires, or who is not sexually attracted to anyone. No, I would argue that I wouldn't, that I'm not that.
Okay.
And that even though I'm not asexual, I still wasn't overtly connected to the act of sex, or, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm.
Right?
Overly connected. Is this...
meaning that I didn't pine for it, you know?
Right.
Which is...
okay, right?
Oh, for sure. I wasn't hurting anyone. Right?
Right.
Including myself, it could be argued. But, so you're saying when you don't have sex, so saying that it takes a presence in your everyday or regular life, right? Or thoughts. And if you don't have it for a while, do you just turn into just, you know, indifferent?
I think,
Or are you always thinking about it? I'm talking about you personally.
Me, I think I'll always be thinking about it. I don't think I'll ever be indifferent. I think I will, as I grow older, I realize that it becomes less important. But at the same time, more important. But I guess I can see that it doesn't have to go on forever. I could be happy with my partner for the rest of my life, even if we never had sex again. I would still want to be with her. It would suck, but I still would find tons and tons of value and the urge and the want to still be with her. On every level but that, then, you know. Right?
Absolutely.
You know.
I mean, I think you're actually kind of speaking to my personal sentiment, you know.
Yeah, and that's not done by design. I think me and you are very similar. I think that's why we have ran into each other in this universe. Stuck on this planet.
Well, and this is funny because they're saying that so asexual people identify differently, which how the hell do they know unless, you know, they're asexual and writing this, but some asexual people like cuddling and kissing and being in romantic relationships. Well,
really?
So if you're not, that's what I'm saying is that I could be considered asexual, but that doesn't mean I don't have romantic, you know, or want to cuddle or kiss or be, you know, in a physical scenario with somebody. You know, I think it to me, it just means more on a sexual plane, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas they're saying on Google.
Boo!
Right? Shamelessly makes entirely way too much money for opinions such as that.
Yeah, where's our money?
Right? I mean, we're the ones that give them all these.
I want mines. Okay, now I just got pulled on. Did you, honey?
What?
The ghost is back.
Oh, jeez.
Literally got clogged up.
Which part? Your pant leg?
My upper thigh.
Your upper thigh?
I swear to God.
So that would mean above, like...
right here.
On the front?
Yeah.
Tugged or tapped?
Tapped, I guess.
You're interested, I am, in knowing.
And there's just no doubt about it that it happened.
Tell the listeners, maybe.
We are overran by shadow people here at the Brownstone. And I don't know what else to say than that. Just overran. Someday we should do an episode on the shadow people. But right now I think it would be not in our best interest.
Well, it's It's been a while, though, since we've had any real recognition from them, right?
Well, I just had some.
Well, I'm saying that prior to that, it's been some time before that, you know. But yeah, we seem to have random encounters visually, vocally,
physically,
yeah, actual physical touch.
It's crazy. You woke up the other night to an orgasm that I didn't cause.
Right, and I yeah.
So there's that.
Okay, yeah.
Were you thinking what I'm thinking, that was a shadow person?
No, because in my mind it was you, and it was you behind me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I was close to you, but I certainly wasn't having intercourse with you.
Well, nobody was. I was having... Anyway.
Yeah.
We won't.
Katie has amazing wet dreams.
As we're talking about me being asexual.
Right.
Can't be too asexual, right? Right, honey?
I don't know.
That would be an interesting turn of events, though, if it became intimately as well. That would not be... You'd probably lose your mind.
If they were having sex with you, as well as everything else they've been doing?
Well, right.
Yeah, it would drive me absolutely out of my mind. I don't think any man could take that.
Right. You're already out of your mind with this.
So, yeah.
It's crazy.
So if there's any paranormal psychologists or what do they call themselves? Paranormal
scientists.
Scientists.
Yeah.
You know? We would love to have you on the show. Look at it for our link or email us at brianmidnightkatytwilight@gmail.com, I believe.
Which Brian's really trying to get his social media presence.
People, I'm trying to get my name out there. Listen, I'm just going to say it. I want to be famous, and...
It's more valuable to him than I, and I want it for him just because I want it for him.
That's it. Famous.
But we want to know where to start with this.
Yeah, so...
Obviously, our podcast...
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, no.
Is somewhere that we started, you know.
And this episode brought to you by Boring Podcast. Who says I don't have singing talent?
I mean, your dancing is pretty. Babe.
Oh my god.
Do it once for me.
How about the hand bone? Oh, you mean the... You mean the... Watch out now, people.
Not everyone can do that.
Oh.
I did find Maya's. I just saw a TikTok today, and I'm like... That's what my daughter's been doing with her hands for the last 2 years.
Oh my god. And what's that?
Let me
some kind of hand jibe?
It was.
What about this? What if I came on the air doing this?
Okay.
What if I did that?
I'm gonna tell you that that's not
that talent. Girl is poison.
I don't know, it's hard to challenge TikTok though. Damn, have you seen the talent on there? The popping of zits and the, you know.
Oh. That is just
ingrown
horrible.
Hair and, like, what the hell is going on?
This episode brought to you by ingrown hairs. Good morning, Vietnam! No. No, 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 it's not. Good morning, Milwaukee! Welcome to the Brian Midnight Show, starring Brian Midnight and Katie Twilight. Katie's off today, off doing her own thing. And folks, That's what we're going to speak about today. Katie Twilight. I think Katie's leaving the show. Because Katie's leaving the relationship. This is a very serious moment in my life. Me and Katie are having problems. And it doesn't seem to be getting any better. I love her. She loves me. But we just can't get it right. And I am going to have her on the show later.
Really?
She's going to come by and record a segment. And we're going to talk about it. On air. Because I think it's important. The kind of love we had was nothing short of fantastic. We had a blast. And now it just seems that life has got way too serious. And you can't hang out doing podcasts anymore, I guess. I don't know why not, really. There's not much else going on besides my real job. Which, by the way, I have a 112-hour schedule this pay period. But the show must go on. Because I'm not giving up. Because Brian Midnight is going to make it straight to Hollywood, baby. No, I'm probably not. But maybe. Maybe I will. For now, I'm just going to kick it here in the city of love, Milwaukee. With my one friend. Two sons that don't call me. Three brothers that don't call me. A sister that doesn't call me. A mom who loves me. Thank God for her. That's it. So I'm going to have a segment on that too. Called No Reunion for Brian. Folks, if you didn't know, Brian Midnight did 8 years in prison. 2010 to 2019-ish. April of 2019. I got out. Dude was drug addiction. I basically walked into a pharmacy and held them up for Oxycontin. Got 10 years in prison. Did 8 out of 10. That's basically it. There's a few shows that I did in the past. Stories, addiction horror stories. Adventures of Jake Knight, who basically is Brian Midnight. I'm revealing that today on this show. Jake Knight is Brian Midnight. And one of the stories was killer transvestites from Chicago.
No,
which
I would argue that I wouldn't.
It's a very scary, fantastic, sexy, murderous story. And I think I'm going to fall back on Jake Knight stories. So the Midnight to Twilight show is going to be changing its format probably to addiction stories. And maybe I'll go that route. I love being a radio host, but just isn't radio. I've got three listeners. You know, the only subscriber is me. Yet, here I am. So I'm going to take a little short break, try to get a hold of Katie, see what she has to say. I love you, Milwaukee. Good night. Good evening, Milwaukee. Brian Midnight. The Brian Midnight Show. Listen. I've come up with a plan. And this plan is to get my podcast to rise above the stars. To be where it's supposed to be. At the top. Where I'm going with it. Brian Midnight is busting out of this little life. I want to join the stars. The beautiful people. Hollywood. Jesus Christ, did you believe that? Woo! Anyway, Brian Midnight here. Katie Twilight's out right now. And I just want to say, you know what, Milwaukee? I love you. I love my life. I love this city. I love what I do. But I want better things for me and you. So, I have a plan. Tell me what you think. Jake Paul. I want to fight him. I'm 56 years old. I'm an old man. I'm not in any particularly great shape. I'm not in bad shape. I'm not some pro fighter. I've got small amount of training. But here's the deal. You know how he just jumped in and started challenging real professional fighters to fight, basically to get his name out there? He had somebody bite on it. Now he's a multi-millionaire. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. So, he did that. He needs to let somebody from Nobody'sville, Brian Midnight, get a chance at fame and fortune by an outrageous challenge to fight him. And if he says no, then he's plain and simple chicken. Not so much that he's gonna lose to me. But he just doesn't wanna do it. He doesn't wanna give somebody else fame. He doesn't wanna waste his time with some nobody. Because you know what? There's a chance he could lose. Why would he do that? Well, because he needs to be a man of his word. A man like he says he is. That. Oh, okay. Listen, by midnight. I gotta get back to you, folks. I'm having technical difficulties. Good evening, Milwaukee! Brian Midnight here from the Brian Midnight Katie Twilight Show. Listen, folks, I'm sick of Jake Paul. I'm just gonna say it. This kid is the most arrogant, non-humble jackass I've ever seen in my life. And here's what the deal is. I wanna fight him. And I bet you, America, I bet you he doesn't do it. I bet you he's afraid to. I bet you he won't take the challenge, just like he said that these other guys wouldn't. Because you know what? Because it's risky. What do they got to lose? I got everything to lose. Jake had nothing to lose. Well, let me see him put his money where his mouth is and give a guy like me, with absolutely nothing to lose, a chance at stardom. Not to be a fighter. I don't want to be a fighter. I just want to kick his ass, but I want my show. I want to do this for a living, folks. I want to be a radio announcer more than anything in my life. Okay. And whatever I got to do to promote this show, I'm going to do. So, I'm going to start the campaign now. Let's see if this pussy will fight somebody that has nothing to lose. Jake Paul, you're a pussy. Come fight me. Yeah. Brian Midnight back here. Exactly. He needs to let somebody fight. He needs to put his reputation on the line. He needs to look like a fool. And I'm the one to make him look like it. Brian Midnight from the Brian Midnight Radio Show. Good night, Milwaukee.
Jake Paul.
This segment is brought to you by Jake Paul the Butcher.
56 years old.